Hi, and welcome to The Expansive Podcast. My name is Eric Kruger. I'm one half of The Expansive. And this week, we are launching a new segment called You Ask, We Answer, where John and I will take turns to answer questions from listeners on the podcast, and we'll do so in 5 minutes or less. So these will be solo episodes. One week, you'll have me in your ears, and the next week, you'll have John, and we'll keep alternating. The idea is to provide you with a second hit of The Expansive, but to do so in a short, bite-sized format. So please feel free to send us your questions. The best place to do that is on Instagram. Either send it directly to me or to John or to The Expansive account. We also have one on Instagram. So I'm kicking us off this morning with a question. What is your morning routine? My morning routine has definitely evolved a lot over the years. And then during the pandemic, it became extremely erratic. I don't think I had any sort of morning routine. But now I'm back to a place where I'm quite happy. So if I think back many, many years ago, like let's say 2011 or so, my morning routine was extremely regimental. And it was inspired by this idea of the 5 a.m. club from Robin Sharma. So what would happen is I would wake up at 5 a.m. and then you'd almost have like these 10-minute blocks for certain activities. So, and it's almost like these are prescribed activities. These are the things you need to do to have a successful morning routine. So it would be wake up in the morning at 5 a.m., then have these sort of 10-minute blocks of like meditation, then journaling, then doing gratitude exercises, then going to the gym for 40 minutes, then getting back, then doing this and then doing that. Like it just became this ridiculously long to-do list every single morning. And maybe to some extent it helped me. The 5 a.m. thing definitely helped me a lot. But these days, I am a lot less strict when it comes to how I structure my morning routine. And I just think what has happened over time is that I know what works for me. I have a guiding principle for my morning routine. So instead of having a set of activities, I just have this guiding principle. And that informs the activities that I choose. And that guiding principle is, how can I set myself up for success today? That answer might be different on different days. So what happens is I still wake up at 5 a.m. That's just become a part of my routine. Danica, my wife, usually wakes up from about 7:30. Even the pups are like super sleepy in the morning. So it gives me a bit of time where there's really no interference. And so typically, cornerstones of my morning routine might be having some creativity and definitely planning my day. But on top of that, what my day looks like then is informed by what I need in order to be successful for the day. And some days that might be journaling. Some days that might be meditation. Some days it might be taking the pups for a walk. And some days it might even be sleeping in. Like that might be a perfectly acceptable morning routine for me these days when the situation calls for it. So all I'm really trying to get across here is that your morning routine shouldn't be something you create because others are following a certain recipe and you feel you need to follow the same recipe, but rather what you need to do is to figure out what you want or need from it and then structure it accordingly. It is definitely a space in the day where you get to just focus on you. And so I think it's an important thing to take advantage of and to make sure that you are starting your day on the front foot instead of just passively moving into your day. So that is it from me for this very first episode of You Ask, We Answer. Remember that you can send your questions to us on Instagram, either to myself, to John, or to The Expansive account. We look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, goodbye.